perspective on what he was saying. Had they been able to think a little bit about what he was saying, they would have responded much better. A leader such as Moshe Rabbeinu has a job to inspire and to clearly point out to the people what their goals are. Most people are very capable of achieving tremendous things and great things as long as they put their efforts together, one thing after the other. Instead of being scattered, doing a little bit of this, a little bit of that, being a jack of all trades. A jack is a low card, relatively speaking. A person is a jack of all trades. Somebody could do a little bit of plumbing, a little bit of carpeting, a little bit of gardening. He knows a little bit of trivia, knows this thing. A lot of people are jack of many different trades, but nobody's an ace. It's hard to find an ace of one. That's how the end of the phrase actually goes. I found out one time. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to tell everybody that they were aces, so to say. They were the best they could accomplish. They were actually banim lamakom. They were the ones who were going to carry the brichas avos. The avos were no longer alive. They're not in this world. We are, and in fact, that's what I'm saying to us also. We are right now the ones who are carrying the message of Klal Yisrael. We are the epitome. We are the ones who represent Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We are the ones who are representing Moshe Rabbeinu and Kabbalah Torah and Har Sinai. We are the ones. Most of the times when you bump into a person outside the yeshiva, wherever you may go, if it's a non-Jewish person, you may be the only Jewish person they see up front to talk to for a moment. A lot of boys, when we talk about tzitzis, they mention how in an airport or in a store, people know the tzitzis. They always ask about these because it stands out. It's a little bit unusual. You are the representative of Klal Yisrael at that moment. That person may always be like, oh, I saw a Jewish person one time we talked to, and you are it. You are representing that. We have to keep in mind that we have goals. We have to know who we are. I was looking in the mirror this morning to adjust my tefillin, and I was realizing that's a wonderful thing. I mean, I get stuck looking at myself when I look in a mirror. But I think it's a good thing to have a mirror and to look at it once in a while and say, look at me. I'm wearing tefillin. That's me. That's who I could be. I could live up to that. That's who I should represent. I should stand up straight. You don't have to wear tefillin. Anytime you think about who you are, you should stand up straight and be proud about what you could represent. And you should live up to that. There's so many things that are distracting. There's a lot of avoda kasha. Avoda. A lot of things distracting us. We don't have to have someone standing over and enslaving us with a whip on top of us. A lot of the media, the internet, and music, and these players, they are really enslaving us. Think about walking into a room and not switching on that switch, and not turning on some music, and not distracting yourself, or walking down a route without these things in your place. Think about what would that life, terrible, torture. Wouldn't it be terrible to live without that for a day? But you think about it, maybe it would be actually a little bit of freedom. Who's enslaving who? Are you willingly turning on that switch? Or is it dragging you? Do you have a choice in the matter? Are you exercising your own choices when you're turning those switches on? You're actually enslaved by it. Why? Because our society here in America, not in the yeshiva, but in America, is convincing you that you need to be plugged in. That's a slavery. But we could rise above that. We have a geula that's waiting for us as soon as we're ready to strive for it. When Amma Nivchar and the Shamos are beautiful, they're pure, they're waiting to be cleansed, and we are doing that. Let's not allow ourselves to be tainted by this enslavement that's around us. We have to realize who we are. By the time Klal Yisrael left, they started out this week. First it was Vayamein. The first thing Klal Yisrael talked about, they did have a moon. And Moshe Rabbeinu was actually criticized for wondering if they would be responsive to his message. But ultimately, when the difficulty and the process was a little bit difficult for them to tolerate, it says, lo shamu al Moshe. But by the time Klal Yisrael left, which was just a few months later, uvenesho yotzim biyad rama. That means it was proud, it was upright, it was a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. Each one of us should see ourselves as carrying that banner, leading that charge, leading that parade out of the Golus. Don't underestimate who you are and what you can accomplish. Don't allow yourself to be sucked into the mud of the internet and using it in the wrong way. Don't be overwhelmed and overpowered every moment by being trapped by it. You should look at it as something it's a slavery. Although you choose, and I was telling you, it's not actually true. The media is trying to brainwash you and convince you. I don't want to be too right-wing over here. But everyone in their own way knows what I'm talking about and realizes that If you could turn it off, I recently lost my phone for about 12 hours. Okay, it was actually, I went through several different levels of grief and loss and abandonment. And then I unfortunately actually found my phone after that. But during that 12 hours, I actually, the world looked different to me. And I want to challenge one of you also, maybe even intentionally, turn it off for 12 hours and see if life is different. Maybe people's relationships and friendships, and maybe a safer looks different. Maybe the swarm you never know, you could pick up and read something. There are things that you could achieve. There are goals out there. There's a geula waiting for us to reach for it. And that is who we really are. Let's take away those levels of mud and muck and distraction, and let's arrive and reach for the geula, and we'll also be zocha to be yotzei biyad rama from this terrible galus.
You lucky guy.
Rhyme. Oh, right. It did rhyme. Not the end. So, yeah, you look marvelous. So,
I didn't have my phone since 3:50 yesterday.
See? You look good. That's why
I
kept it having.
I looked around my wife's room, and then I can't find it.
You still listening?
What?
Is it still lost?